WB4ZBH. 4ZBH, this is KR4AAE. How are you this afternoon? Almost evening.
Well, I hope you are also. My name is David. I think I've heard you on the repeater once or twice, maybe. And if I get your name wrong, I apologize, but I want to guess that you are Steven.
You definitely have heard me on this repeater, usually in the mornings and the evenings on the commute back to the house. But yes, this is definitely me, and you do have the name right.
I'm glad that your name is Steven. I'd be awfully embarrassed if I got it wrong, but I do seem to recall hearing you on the repeater, and it seems like you're fairly recently licensed based on the call sign. I have a coworker who just got his license, and he is KR4 Alpha Golf Quebec, so he's not too far behind you, but sounds like they are distributing the new licenses pretty quickly.
Correct. I am newly recent, probably about a month now. Got it back on Christmas Day. And yes, newly licensed, going for general on Saturday.
Good. Congratulations on the recently acquired license, and best of luck on the upgrade. Hope that goes well for you. I'm sure it will. The general opens up a whole new portion of the hobby. I'm sure you'll find that exciting and enjoyable and somewhat and sometimes challenging. I myself have been challenged with some HF operations. I live in a HOA, so it's kind of a challenge to get on HF with a good antenna. I have to use a compromised antenna in my location.
I do live in an HOA as well, so I'll have to figure out how to do a stealth HF antenna somehow.
Something we can learn from each other. I have a small magnetic loop antenna that I've tinkered with in the backyard. So on the weekends, I'll put it out in the backyard and do a little bit of operating. And I have tried to, not much success, to run a dipole in the attic, and I just pick up far too much RFI in the house to be very successful running a dipole antenna in the attic. So I'm still exploring, so hopefully maybe we can trade notes sometimes and see what we come up with.
Definitely. I don't think I'll do any HF just yet. I still want to figure out all the intricacies and all the specifics of everything before I dive into HF. So I'll probably just have a 2-meter base station set up for a little while and maybe work on HF in the summer.
Yeah, might be slightly more enjoyable in the summertime. It's been so cold lately. Putting antennas up outside or trying to put a makeshift antenna up in the attic. It's a bit cold, but yeah, it's certainly fun. I think once you make your first HF contact, you'll be hooked. Some people are, but not everyone is.
I'm hoping that my 4-year-old daughter will enjoy the contacting and saying, hey, let's get a map out and see how far we can reach today.
Definitely part of the fun. A couple months back, I made contact with a station in Italy on this MFJ magnetic loop that I have, and I was certainly surprised. I mean, the antenna itself, it's made from like aluminum tubing, and it's only about 3 feet in diameter. It's got a little antenna tuner that you have to use to tune the capacitor that's inside the loop. So it's a little bit of a adjustment to get used to using it. And typically they're kind of a compromised antenna. They're not quite as effective as other antenna options. So when the station in Italy acknowledged my call, I was surprised.
It is absolutely amazing, and hearing stuff like that makes me even more interested in the, okay, I got all these spare parts laying around. What can I construct and make out of everything I have here, and will it work?
Definitely part of the fun, too, is the tinkering and the constant adjustments and trial and error. And then, you know, once you can make some contacts, it's very rewarding. So, yeah, best of luck with it all. Hope to hear about many, many contacts in the future.
I will definitely have to make those publicly known on QRZ. Just out of curiosity, what's your QTH? I'm over by Taylor's in the Pebble Creek area, not on the golf course, but in the general vicinity.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the area. I used to drive through there daily when I worked in downtown Greenville from Gowansville. I used to live in Gowansville. I live now, the address is in Taylor's, but the actual location is, it's right near Lake Robinson, less than a minute from the boat ramp there at Lake Robinson. Currently, I am driving through Greer, just past the hospital here on South Buncombe Road.
Yes, very familiar with that road and very familiar with Lake Robinson. That is one of my favorite places to go fishing. Just sit on the dock and if you catch something, great. If you don't, it's always nice and quiet out there.
Nice and quiet out there, and the scenery there is difficult to rival it. I mean, you have the lake and the mountain views all right there. It's very nice area, and they've got a nice little park, you know, picnic area there, there near the fishing area. Occasionally, we like to go up and just eat a sandwich up there. It's a nice little quiet place, just like you said.
I think the last time I was up there, I was eating a sandwich under the big tree by the boat ramp, just sitting there relaxing, taking it in for a bit.
Yeah, definitely plenty of value in relaxing and taking it easy. I'm afraid that in our society, we don't spend enough time slowing down. Everything's pushing us and pulling us and moving us to somewhere else. So, you know, things like fishing, like you mentioned, I thoroughly enjoy fishing. Doesn't matter if you're catching, but fishing is something that makes you stop and kind of observe and have a look around and just slow down.
I agree with that 100%, and I'm guilty of just going on the go, I'm trying to slow myself down a little bit. Seems to be working.
Yeah, during the pandemic period around 2020 and 2021, I did a lot more fishing than I've been doing lately, and I miss it. But I like to go trout fishing. I like fly fishing. I'm not very good at it, but I like it. And I've been fishing there at Lake Robinson a few times, but I prefer to be on the river fishing.
I hear you on that one. I do have a fly fishing setup, but I'm really not good at it. So I need to learn how to cast a little bit better. So maybe one day we can go fishing together in the spring, summertime.
Yeah, you might know some streams that I don't know about, and I might know some you don't. So yeah, that would be neat. And yeah, fishing is certainly relaxing. And It's okay. I'm not very good at fly fishing, and I don't think you have to be very good at it, because it's kind of a active, passive method for fishing. So you're constantly active, but at the same time you're just fishing. So there's no pressure in being good at it or being bad at it. You're just out doing something.
100% on that one. Well, Dave, I'm at my destination here, and I need to get going. So it was nice chatting with you. So 73 to you on your final. This is KR4AAE.
Nice to make your acquaintance. Nice to talk with you. Hope you have a good evening. And we'll catch you on the repeater again sometime soon, I'm sure. KR4AAE from WB4ZPH.